There are many people who tell themselves and others that there is nothing they can do to affect the thinking of people or the course of this world. This is a deadly fallacy about which we must speak. This is Dave Brees reporting, and along with you, I've met many folks who feel terribly impotent about affecting any kind of change at all in what they consider to be the downward course of their society. They have many things they would like to say and do, but wonder how in the world to bring them all to pass. To anyone in such a frame of mind, and that frame of mind includes most all of us at one time or another, I have a suggestion. That suggestion is, begin where you are. Take the means at your disposal and do what you can. So, the first question is, where are you? Your answer may be, well, I'm here, a housewife in Seattle, or Scratch Gravel, or Chicago. This may be your argument that there's nothing that you can do, but may I remind you that, say, Phyllis Schlafly, just a housewife in a little town in Illinois, decided that enough was enough. Through her activities, the Equal Rights Amendment was stopped cold and probably will never be passed. We can thank God for that. Whoever you are, you too can exert an influence. The second question is, what are the means at my disposal? You may not have a radio network or a television studio, but at least you can write a letter. What difference does a letter make? Plenty. A radio station which receives a letter about anything must automatically assume that there are more than 100 people out there who feel the same way. A newspaper that receives a letter is liable to publish it, and then what you can write can be read by perhaps 100,000 people, or maybe many more. The Apostle Paul wrote just 13 or 14 short letters, and they were used to change the world. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he wrote these epistles, and look what happened. Hundreds of thousands of books have been written about those letters, and hundreds of millions have been converted to Christ because of what, under God, he was able to say. The next question is, what can I do? Remember, the little piece of advice which ought never to be forgotten, it is this. It is the statement that little is much when God is in it. Your letter, your phone call, your conversation with a neighbor, your response to the preacher's message on Sunday morning may plant a seed that could go on for a long time. Hundreds of things that I know and have said have come to me from personal conversations with ordinary people in many churches, cities, rallies along the way. What you say, if it is thoughtful, prayerful, and makes sense, what you say also makes a tremendous difference. John Bunyan, when he was in jail, had only various scraps of paper at his disposal. Now, what did he do with them? Well, he wrote Pilgrim's Progress, and the world has never been the same since. He could have said, here I am in this awkward circumstance, and there's nothing I can do. But from his jail experience, he changed the world. Therefore, let none of us say, I'm just a lady, I'm just a man, just a child, or even just a prisoner in jail, and therefore there's nothing I can do. Your godly thoughts expressed in concern are little sticks of dynamite that can go off with life-changing force in one direction or another. So look, why not start today to begin where you are? Take the means at your disposal and do what you can. Do it for Christ, and I promise you, without fear of contradiction, that you will be used of God to make an eternal difference in somebody else's life. Don't miss it.